Sit, Geoffrey ordered de Roquefort, and the man took a seat at the desk. The seneschal surveyed the room.
I see you've already changed things.
This is my home now, de Roquefort said.
Pounding came from the door.
Master, are you there?
Answer,
the seneschal said.
I'm fine. Stand down.
De Roquefort leaned back in the chair.
What do you hope to accomplish? This is foolishness.
Shut up.
But the seneschal was wondering the same thing.
The master left words,
Geoffrey said. He and de Roquefort turned as Geoffrey reached into his cassock and produced an envelope.
This is his true final message.
Give that to me,
de Roquefort demanded, rising from the chair. Geoffrey leveled his gun.
Sit.
De Roquefort stayed on his feet. Geoffrey cocked the weapon and aimed for the legs.
The vest will do you no good. You would kill me? I'll cripple you.
De Roquefort sat.
You have a brave compatriot, he said to the seneschal.
He's a brother of the temple.
A shame he will never achieve the oath.
If the words were designed to evoke a response in Geoffrey, they failed.
Your master thought himself clever. I know he wasn't.
The seneschal could tell de Roquefort had something to say.
Okay, I'll bite. What is it?
The great devise. It's what consumed him and all of the masters. Your master spent a lot of time researching the subject, and your young friend over there helped him.
The seneschal shot a glance at Geoffrey. He said to de Roquefort,
I thought you were close to finding it. That's what you told the conclave.
I am.
The seneschal did not believe him.
Your young friend over there and the late master were quite a team. I've learned that recently they scoured our records with a newfound relish, one that piqued my interest.